come go see your governor, your county judge, or any federal office. You can't, because no office can tell who handles one problem and who handles another. And in one case, your regional headquarters for one agency will be in Dallas, Texas, and another agency in the same region will be in Denver, Colorado, Senator. And not many people can afford to travel all over this country to try to find an answer to a problem that they have. So we decided that the only thing that made the most sense was to try to break it down on a functional basis. So the net of it is that seven major departments of government became four departments of government. We think it makes sense. I won't attempt to go into all of the details of it this morning. Let me say at the outset that I would be the last person to tell you that when we tried to make these divisions, as to what would go into the Department of Community Development, Department of Natural Resources and so forth, that we weren't endowed with infinite wisdom, that we can't say that every single element, every single sub-agency, every single program that we put in these four major categories was heavenly ordained to be at that particular location at this particular time. But we did at least make the best approach that we possibly could. We submitted it to the president. He made some very basic fundamental changes in it. We spent hours going over it with him to attempt to answer his questions, which were many. He has, with this modified program, sent it to the Congress to look at. We know full well that it crosses a lot of party lines in terms of not political party lines. It crosses a lot of party lines in terms of special interest. We know that it's going to cause some concern among many of you who serve on the various committees. You're going to be concerned about whether or not this does disrupt your committee work. It does cause some concern among the various interests that are served by programs, for instance. I know one classic one I can give you, the Extension Service, very, very disturbing. They're getting all their county agents now riding around the country as they're disturbed about what's going to happen to the Extension Service, both in revenue sharing and reorganization. They manifest, I think, a concern that a great many people are going to feel. And anytime you reorganize anything, you know better than I that you're going to get some squeals from people. Because after so long a time, no matter how bad the program is, there are a certain number of people in this country that want to protect the status quo. And this really gets us to the heart of the argument behind this reorganization. You can't be in a position of protecting the status quo. Now, I happen to believe that there's a very fundamental thing involved in this country. Just as the president was talking about the fundamental duty and obligation that you have with respect to the SST and what it means not for today and tomorrow, but for decades ahead. You have a very fundamental responsibility here in trying to reorganize this government to where it becomes an acceptable instrument of government. Now, we're in a time of transition. We're in a time of change. There's no question about that. You see it on every hand. You have here, and I don't want to inject myself into the SST, but it's absolutely inconceivable to me, unbelievable, that this democracy would not support two prototypes in the SST. Unbelievable. At a time when we're sitting over here right across the lawn in the Treasury Department worrying about the balance of payments, when you sit here and see over the period of the life of the production of this plane, you have a net gain of $22 billion, and when we sit over there facing a $10 billion deficit last year in the official settlements, when the bankers of Central Europe are worried about what kind of a government we're going to have, these are the very fundamental things that you have to concern yourself with. This reorganization is a very fundamental thing, and you can find a thousand reasons why you ought not to be for it. You can say, this little program or this little program, we think it ought to be here, we think it ought to be there. If you approach it from that standpoint, reorganization is dead before it starts. But if you will look at it from the standpoint of what is your responsibility, what is the responsibility of government? It's not just to conceive and pass programs, it's to try to see that the effectiveness of those programs is of the highest order, that the benefits reach the people for whom the programs were initiated in the first place. and it's done in the most economical fashion. That you do it in such a way that you build a basic trust of people in this country in their government. If this trend continues, if we continue to have 7 out of 10 people or 8 out of 10 people who live in the United States who seriously question the integrity and the honesty and the capacity and the ability of their officials, local, state, and national, I assure you, you're going to have some changes, all right. You're going to have changes in the very structure of government, but it's not going to be brought about in a logical, reasoned fashion that the president's trying to bring it about. It's going to be brought about in a revolutionary way, but it's not going to be his type of revolution. Because you can't long exist when you have a government that is so distrusted and in which there's so much dissatisfaction rampant throughout the country. So what this reorganization plan does is simply puts you on the side of the angels, very frankly. It says to your constituents and to the world that you're not happy with the way things are going. You're not here tinkering with the concept of any program. You're simply saying, we're going to take this program, we're going to shake it up, we're going to reorganize it, we can make it more efficient, we can make it more effective, and we can put it on a functional basis to where we know who is responsible for manpower training. We know who is responsible for education. We know who is responsible for water resources development and so on. Now you say, well, these departments will be too big. Maybe this is not a problem. Size is not a problem. If you can structure it in such a way that you have the substructure over which you have some control. Now, in the final analysis is one other element that I want to touch on. And that is simply looking at this government and looking at the executive branch of government. I think there are certain very fundamental things that I'm concerned with. Number one, you have to be concerned with this office, the office of the president. It has to be able to function. It has to be able to function in such a way that the policies of the president can be carried out. It has to be organized in such a way that he can delegate authority with some knowledge that his policies are going to be faithfully executed. Now, by the time any man becomes president, he's come up, I don't remember the expression he used last night, but I looked quite graphic. By the time you reach the top of the greasy pole, you've gone up and you've gone
Disraeli,
I was quoting. And you've gone back. You've taken a few steps forward and been pushed or knocked a few steps back. So any president has to be careful about what he does. He knows he lives in a political jungle. He knows that if he doesn't have people around him he can trust, that the structure of government, the mechanism of government is not such that he can delegate authority, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. The effectiveness of the presidency itself is at stake here in trying to provide a structure through which he can work and carry out the will of the Congress in administering these programs. And it's that fundamental problem that you're approaching when you talk about reorganization. You have to provide a vehicle, a means, a mechanism through which your policies, your mandates, executed by the president, can reach the people of this country in an orderly fashion and in a fashion that all of you can be sure is consonant with your concepts and with the president's policies and wishes. That's about the background of this whole problem of reorganization. I don't know anything that you're going to concern yourself with more fundamentally than reorganization and revolutionary this year. But when it comes up, I say to you, as I did a moment ago, that it's obvious it's something that you can put aside. It's obvious there's something that you can find 1,000 things wrong with. But there are also some very, very good, sound, fundamental reasons.